Jeff Waters, you're under arrest for the murder of Katerina Brown.
Are you out of your mind?
A rough character from a working-class New England neighborhood, Kenny Waters was no model citizen. But he was no murderer either, or so he claimed. And his sister, Betty Ann, believed him.
You're innocent.
Are you sure about that?
She was sure, and she also reminded Kenny of the promise she made when they were kids being sent to separate foster homes. She would never abandon him. So when he was convicted in 1983 and sent to prison for the murder, Betty Ann, a single mom and high school dropout, set out on an ambitious, some would say impossible, plan.
So this is what I'm going to do, Ian. Don't laugh, all right? I'm going to stop by trying to get a B.A. after I finally take the stupid GED test. And after that, if I even get that far, and there's no guarantee I'll even get in. I'll apply to law school.
But you just have to promise me that you'll never give up.
It took 18 years, but Betty Ann did become an attorney, challenged the evidence against Kenny, and finally, in 2001, won a reversal of his conviction to free her brother from prison. Hilary Swank stars as Betty Ann Waters.
It's challenging, especially when the person you're playing is still alive. You want to do justice to their story, especially when it's a story as magnificent as Betty Ann's is. And in the beginning, I actually didn't know if I wanted to meet her right away. I knew eventually I wanted to, but I didn't want to just be parodying somebody. I wanted to understand her heart, and I wanted to understand where her passion and drive and love, unconditional love, came from for her brother. And so I listened to tons of stories that she had shared.
Swank is no stranger to characters drawn from real life. She recently portrayed aviation pioneer Amelia Earhart, and Swank won the first of her two Best Actress Oscars playing murder victim Brandon Tina in 1999's Boys Don't Cry. Swank, also executive producer of Conviction, says she is drawn to heroic characters, but knows she's just playing the part.
It's really hard to compare my life to Betty Ann's. I'm someone who plays heroes like Betty Ann in the movies. And it's a blessing for me to be able to live my dream while portraying such remarkable people. But in the end, that's all I am. I'm just an actor. My passion lies in playing characters like Betty Ann. So the Academy Award has given me the opportunity, certainly, to continue to explore areas of the human spirit and life that inspire me.
Director Tony Goldwyn was also inspired when he first heard the true story in 2001. Goldwyn then worked for more than 8 years to put Conviction on film. It's not a documentary, he points out, but Goldwyn was determined that audiences get an understanding of what really did happen and of what Betty Ann Waters really did achieve.
My deep hope is that people will experience this movie and think about, what am I willing to do for the people that I care about most in my life, that I'm most connected to, that depend on me and on whom I depend? Because what made me want to make this, to tell this story beyond the extraordinariness of Betty Ann's achievement, what it really was about for me was what I imagined was the bond to be between these two people and the extraordinary love that they shared, her faith in him and his in her. And I think it's the thing that we all crave in our lives, is that kind of human connection. So if people come away from the movie thinking about the person next to them, it might be their sister or brother or spouse or father, what would I do for this person? You know, I think that's an important question for us all to answer.
Betty Ann Waters says she's pleased with how the film portrays the events that became the sole focus of her adult life, work that she continues, fighting for the rights of prison inmates and to win freedom for those like her brother who were wrongfully convicted. But she's also reluctant to accept the label hero.
I just did what I did one day at a time, and I never knew how long it was going to take or what turn it would take, so I don't feel like I sacrifice as much as other people think I have.
What if the DNA matches Kenny's?
Get out.
Get the hell out of my house right now! No. You gotta hear this. Even if you're the most amazing fighter, the most brilliant lawyer in the world, there are forces greater than you, and you may not win.
You think you haven't thought of that?
No. You haven't.
That's Minnie Driver as Betty Ann's law school classmate and closest friend through the entire ordeal. Conviction also features Sam Rockwell as her brother Kenny, and Melissa Leo plays the local police officer whose investigation puts Kenny behind bars. The screenplay is written by Pamela Gray. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.
Kenneth Waters, you're under arrest for the murder of Katerina Brown.
Are you out of your mind?
You're innocent.
Are you sure about that?
So this is what I'm gonna do, Ian. Don't laugh, all right? I'm gonna stop by trying to get a BA. After I finally take the stupid GED test, and after that, if I even get that far, and there's no guarantee I'll even get in, I'll apply to law school.
But you just have to promise me that you'll never give up.
It's challenging, especially when the person you're playing is still alive. You want to do justice to their story, especially when it's a story as magnificent as Betty Ann's is. And in the beginning, I actually didn't know if I wanted to meet her right away. I knew eventually I wanted to, but I didn't want to just be parodying somebody. I wanted to understand her heart, and I wanted to understand where her passion and drive and love, unconditional love, came from for her brother. And so I listened to tons of stories that she had shared. It's really hard to compare my life to Betty Ann's. I'm someone who plays heroes like Betty Ann in the movies. And it's a blessing for me to be able to live my dream while portraying such remarkable people. But in the end, that's all I am. I'm just an actor. My passion lies in playing characters like Betty Ann. So the Academy Award has given me the opportunity, certainly, to continue to explore areas of the human spirit and life that inspire me.
My deep hope is that people will experience this movie and think about, what am I willing to do for the people that I care about most in my life, that I'm most connected to, that depend on me and on whom I depend? Because what made me want to make this, to tell this story, beyond the extraordinariness of Betty Ann's achievement, what it really was about for me was what I imagined was the bond to be between these two people, and the extraordinary love that they shared, her faith in him and his in her. And I think it's the thing that we all crave in our lives, is that kind of human connection. So if people come away from the movie thinking about the person next to them, it might be their sister or brother or spouse or father, what would I do for this person? You know, I think that's an important question for us all to answer.
I just did what I did one day at a time. And I never knew how long it was going to take or what turn it would take. So I don't feel like I sacrifice as much as other people think I have.
What if the DNA matches Kenny's?
Get out.
Get the hell out of my house right now! No. You gotta hear this. Even if you're the most amazing fighter, the most brilliant lawyer in the world, there are forces greater than you, and you may not win.
You think you haven't thought of that?
No. You haven't.